Everyone needs a little help, even if you have trouble admitting it. You need sales help. It doesn't matter how long you've been in sales. The more you learn, the more you earn. If your sales need help, it's time to consider the Gittimer Learning Academy. It's the fun and easy way to brush up on sales fundamentals and learn new advanced strategies to close your next deal. We've got hundreds of hours of lessons on closing, referrals, prospecting. It's like Jeffrey sitting there right next to you, helping you close your next deal. You won't find a more comprehensive library of sales knowledge that you can actually use. Go to GittimerLearningAcademy.com and sign up for a free demo. Did I mention it's free? Free demo. I like free. So you're saying you had this idea for a business and then fully brought it to concept within 80 days? That's amazing.
Yes. Yes. But I was procrastinating for 3 years on the idea. Yeah. Okay, so let's be fair over here, because most people procrastinate. They have an idea, they think about it, and then think about it some more.
Where do we start this? An answer doesn't matter. We're having a good time. Right.
He couldn't wait to get in here.
You need sales balls to make sales calls.
I'm tweeting that puppy.
Okay. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this edition of Sell or Die, the world's premier sales and personal development podcast. I'm Jeffrey Gittimer. I wrote the Little Red Book of Selling. I wrote the Sales Manifesto, and
I'm Jen Gluckow, founder and author of the best-selling book, Sales in a New York Minute.
And we are here to entertain you today with information that will make you money.
Yeah, that's right. And guess what, guys? We are approaching 1.5 million downloads, and you can help. So make sure you share this episode out with a friend or two.
Yeah, or three.
If you have that many. All right. So our guest today is Alon David. Alon is the creator of the 90X Planner.
Which all of you have seen in some kind of an advertisement or another.
It's amazing. The 90X Planner is different from all other planners because instead of doing a giant year-long plan, Alon has chosen to break it down into 90-day bites. And he's going to talk about how you can win, how you can create more sales, how you can create more success in 90-day bites, in 90-day goals. But before we get to Alon, let's read a 5-star review.
Let's do it. G. Mockby writes, I'm a career changer, a chef who's made the jump from selling to the food, from the food in service industry. Your podcasts are so excellent. I listen to each episode 2 to 3 times to get the maximum sell or die retention. I'd give 6 stars if I could.
Oh man,
that's very nice.
G. Mockby, you made my day. We do this for diehards like you.
Exactly. And if you think you can write a better one than this guy, I would challenge you to put it up there right this minute.
So, you know, before we get to Alon, Jeffrey, this episode is airing while we are abroad.
Yeah. Well, you're abroad. I'm just a regular guy.
I'm always abroad. Right. But we will be abroad. We will be in Europe while you guys are listening to this episode.
Yep. And we will be eating spaghetti, even though it's not on my diet.
I probably won't be because I am on a crash wedding diet.
Are you getting married?
Hold up. Crash wedding diet?
Well, yeah. I have like 2 weeks to lose a lot of weight. But here's the cool thing. We're going to be walking all over Europe. So I'm going to be getting in some good exercise.
Yep.
And, we're getting married. That's the other cool thing.
I know that is the cool thing.
So that's an update for you diehards. We can't give you the location because it's a private ceremony.
Exactly. But if you're dying to give us something, I'm an extra large in Ralph Lauren.
Oh, come on. All right. So we should get to the show. What do you think?
Yeah.
All right.
Now on to Alon. He's going to tell us his story of earning $5.15 an hour scraping gum off the seats to living his dream. He also tells us about why it took him nearly 3 years to finish his first copy of this planner and find out what the follow-do list is, which I think is a real important part of this whole process, and why it needs to be part of your method to complete goals or projects or deals. Please help us welcome the great Elan David.
Diehards, please help me welcome the great Elan David. He's the founder and CEO of 90X. He was a very successful, like world-renowned wedding photographer before he started
beautiful
this company.
Pictures, by the way.
And I'm sure you're wondering what 90X is and the symbolism of it. So we're going to get into that in a little bit. But he and I met briefly. I don't know if he even remembers. We met so briefly at an event.
Remember.
And I was amazed by the fact that he was giving value first. He was at this event that I was at in California, mm-hmm. and he was giving out his 90X planners and his action planners. And I just was so amazed by the fact that he was so generous to the entire room, giving out these planners and really wanting to share his message for how to be more successful. So I'm super excited to welcome him on our show today. Please help me welcome the great Elan David.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you for having me.
So Elan, tell me a couple of things. First of all, it's a 90-day planner. Most planners are for a year. And if they try to do them, they do them for 18 months. So you buy one and you don't buy the other guys. There's all kinds of gimmicks to get people to buy their stupid-ass planner. This one actually looks like you could use it.
Yeah. Talk to us about...
Yeah, exactly. I mean, so that's one of the things. You know, I mean, a lot of people say, hey, why not do a year planner? You know, but most people cannot even commit for a week,
correct,
a month. I don't see you committing to a year if you can't commit to a week, a month, 90 days, 6 months, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm never going to create a one-year planner. I'm just not going to create. I might create other things, but not a 90-day. I wanted to do a 90-day journal because, A, it took me, while I was working as a photographer, working at night, creating the 90X. I started with the 90X before the action planner. It took me about 80 days to create it from the idea, the action, to an actual working sample, which took me about 80 days. And that's the reason I decided to call it 90X, because I believe that, A, if you can work in 90 days increments, the idea stays fresh in your mind. You can actually launch something in 90 days. It makes sense. You can actually make that happen. You can measure your quarterly results. But not just that, I feel that if you focus in 90 days and if you launch something, let's say it got a bit failed, which people are so scared about, it's okay. You can get up and do something else. You didn't spend a year or 2 years or 5 years on that idea and then realize that it's not working. 90 days, it's not much of an investment. It's not that much of time. Plus, it keeps you fresh. Plus, you're excited about the idea. And so that's the reason I created 90X based on 90 days.
And so you're saying you had this idea for a business and then fully brought it to concept within 80 days? That's amazing.
Yes. Yes. But I was procrastinating for 3 years on the idea.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's be fair over here, because most people procrastinate. They have an idea. They think about it. And then think about it some more. They don't do anything about it. So I decided that, yes, it is the time. And I wanted to bring it to life. So I did it at the worst time possible for me, because we just moved to a new house. We just had two new kids join our family. I was working a full time. So I had to do it at night. Now, the thing is, my designer's in Tel Aviv, so 10 hours different over there. My factory is in China, so another time zone over there. So I had to work at night to make create the hub. But I decided that I have to commit. And when I commit to something, I go all the way to the end. I'm not going to stop in the middle, no matter what happens. So that was my commitment. And I started with 1,000 planners, 2 colors. Now we have 2 different collections, several colors, several ideas. And we just launched 90X 2.0 coming in.
Wow.
I love the fact that it's 90X, because what it is also in its name.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah. No one can not understand, well, what do you do? What do you mean planner? No, everyone knows what it is, but most people don't keep theirs up unless they're billing from it.
Mm.
Like, I had a planner. I still have them. When I was doing sales consulting, when I first started out, I was going to bill 10 hours a day, and I would write down who I met with and how much the time was, so that at the end of a month, I could just go back and make up my invoices.
Hopefully you never lost that thing.
Yeah,
hopefully you never left that thing in a restaurant or
something. No, I never did. Actually, I kept it at home.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was money.
But this is so beautifully designed.
Yeah, it is. So talk to us about the methodology that you created.
Correct, yeah. So, I mean, first of all, I wanted to make it very minimalistic, very simple, not crazy. You don't have to take a class to understand how to use a planner. Because most people is like, what do I do with this? Simple. We have a how to use guide. But more than that, it's simple. You write down your vision. You write down your goal. You write down the reason why you want this goal. Because most people don't understand how important that why is. Why do you want to achieve that goal? Why do you want to lose that weight? Why do you want to buy that house? Why do you want to do that Ironman? Whatever it may be, create that business. And then what actions are you actually willing to take? Simple. Clean and simple. Right to the point. No bullshit around anything. I mean, it's right to the point. And then every week, it's going to ask you if you have the action planners, it's three actions, or if it's the goal planner, five actions, really depends. But it's pretty much the same thing. And I don't care if you actually take five actions or three actions, as long as you take one action a day. One action a day for 90 days, that's 90 actions that will get you closer to your goal, no matter what it is.
Wow. I don't disagree with that. I think it's a great philosophy. And diehards, if you're looking at this or listening to this, you don't accomplish your goal in a day. You accomplish your goal day by day.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a planner that can actually give you your game plan for the day. And why do you want
this? That's exactly it.
Yeah. Why do you want this is the brilliance of it. Because that's going to tell you what's your incentive to move forward. You know, what are you willing to do to make this happen?
So
yeah, you're completely right. Yeah.
So in the action planner, you have something called follow do.
I love that.
I love that because I hate follow up. I hate the term follow up because salespeople aren't very good at it. They don't seem to do it well.
It's follow through or follow up is a bigger procrastinator than you were to get this thing going, if that's possible.
Yeah. So we created the word.
Okay.
We made it up. I mean, because it's a combination of follow up and to-do list. So we called it follow do. And right now in the new 90X 2.0 and the new action planner, we actually divided that section. So it says task under 2 minutes because people write a lot of things that they have to do, but they don't do a lot of it because they get overwhelmed. So how about we take what we write in the follow do or the follow up or the to-do list, whatever it may call, right? If they don't have the planner, and just divide it to the things that are going to take you under 2 minutes, you can be productive. So things that take you under 2 minutes, complete those first so you're done with them throughout the day. That's half your list gone. And then you're going to focus on the actions of the day, right? What is my intention of the day that's going to get me closer to my goal? That's the section where you put your actions. And then you're going to go back and complete whatever is left or delegate it or move it to the next day because it was less important anyway.
Hello, everybody. This is Jake Stenziano, host of Wheelbarrow Profits Podcast, here with my co-host, the multifamily mentor, Mr. Gino Barbaro.
The Wheelbarrow Profits Podcast catalogs our journey to becoming financially free through multifamily real estate investing.
Gang, each week we interview a guest specifically chosen for their expertise in and around multifamily real estate.
We talk you through our entire process, every victory and every misstep and everything that we've learned along the way.
What does that look like? Buy right, manage right, and finance right.
The audio podcast is available wherever fine podcasts are found.
Or check us out on our YouTube page where you'll find tons of other great content.
So, okay. How many planners, if you don't mind me asking, about do you sell now a year?
I think since we started, which in May, it will be full 2 years.
Okay.
In this May, it will be full 2 years. I think we went through over 50,000.
Holy moly. That's incredible. And you built this entire system and this entire process and everything in 80 days. And so there's so many of you out there, you diehards, that are saying that you work full time and you can't start another and you can't do the thing you really want to do that you're super passionate about. You can't take on your side hustle full time because X, Y, Z, you're too busy, you're too tired, whatever. But you did this all at night for 80 days. You didn't even have full working days because I'm assuming you slept a little bit.
I slept a little bit, yes. I mean, and like I said, we just had two babies. So, I mean, I had two kids. My two kids were born, you know, right now they're 2 and 3, but they were, you know, babies. So even like they take so much time, those two kids.
Yeah.
No kidding.
How much time to take. It's not like I can you know, I can do whatever I want and everything. Now, I was also a photographer. So, I mean, that's already a full time. So all your weekends are taken because you shoot events, corporate events, and I was shooting worldwide, you know, so stuff like that. But look, there's no reason for people not to start unless they're not passionate about what it is. That's why I say give yourself 90 days permission to fail.
Ooh.
Take something that you want to do.
That's great.
That's huge.
You know, and that's what I believe.
How important do you feel did your mindset play a role in this?
Very important, because like I said, I mean, I was procrastinating for many years about the idea. I saw other people launch their stuff and I was like, ooh, I can do that. Well, I can do this better and I can do this better. And I keep buying their stuff and I realized they don't have everything that I want. So I said, you know what? I'm just going to go for it. I'm going to design it. I'm going to create it. And I created it on literally, I'm not a graphic designer. So I took A4 papers and started drafting things and putting it all together. And suddenly it's all over the walls in my studio.
Right.
Sent it to my designer in Israel and then created it. So, I mean, it takes a mindset, but it takes commitment. So, and like I said, if I commit to doing it, I'm going to finish it no matter what the outcome is, because I committed, because I will not know, because it could happen right there in the end that it's going to turn into, and it's still not even half where I want it to be, right? I mean, I'm just saying, but I mean, launch the idea.
Yeah.
Make it happen.
Tell me about the 8x8 rule.
So, you know, we just wanted to give a little bit more motivation for people to drink more water. So that's a feature we added in the action planner. It's kind of something that we saw online and said, you know what? I think if it's a rule, then people will actually like it and actually follow it. So we put that in there so people can drink more water throughout the day, because I feel that it's something that's important. I didn't want to turn it into a sport journal, but I was like, hey, why not have that in there? Actually, in the new planner coming up, we have other cool things coming up as well, but. So that's what that is.
I love it. And you get to fill in each glass. So it's exactly. Like you want to fill it. You want to fill it up.
We all have to drink, right? I mean,
oh,
you have
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
So why not have that in there? It's something to give you more extra time. Look, I want to say something. I think it's very important to understand, because most people don't start something because they wait for it to be perfect.
Mm.
Okay. It's not going to be perfect. My planners are not even close in being perfect. It's not going to be perfect, and it's never going to be perfect, because I'm always going to learn and I'm always going to try to make it better. But I'm going to launch it. That's what I am going to do, is I'm going to launch it. I'm going to put it out there, and then I'm going to go back to my the people, the users. I'm going to ask them what it is that they want more and work from there. But most people don't launch something, don't create a course, don't create something, don't start a podcast, whatever it may be, because they want it to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore they keep waiting, and then life goes by.
That's so true.
So when you got the first box of these books and you opened up the first box of the books, were you happy as you possibly could be, proud as you possibly could be?
You know, the funny thing is, yes, looking back, yes, I was happy. I was excited. But sometimes we stop and forget to celebrate the small wins.
Yeah.
Because the first box was only 1,000 planners. Right now we have a shipment coming, which has 22,000.
Oh, planners. Way
to
go.
Container. Huge, huge investment. It's a lot of capital. This is a product. Okay. It's not a digital product. So you have to put money
on the table.
Paid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's very, very difficult. People think it's that easy, but I went full in. This is it. I quit my $300,000+ photography business to jump in full into 90X and be the role of the CEO, because there's no way you can do this and that and have both businesses be successful, because you cannot be in both places. But I was excited, and that's why I remind people, stop and celebrate your daily wins, your weekly wins, your monthly wins. Enjoy that. Have gratitude, because it's important. But because I moved so fast, sometimes you don't even realize, you know, what you have accomplished when you stop and look at this.
Yeah, for sure.
So you have a product that you're proud of. You have a product that you are, I mean, there's hidden things in this.
It's
thing.
Really a cool.
Yeah, there's like the little pocket back here in the back. Don't think we didn't notice that. I'm assuming this
and
is.
And people email us and say, hey, that would be cool if you add a pocket in the back. I was like, have you looked back?
Oh, man.
Is this for cash or for parking tickets?
Let's go with cash.
Yeah, we'll go with cash.
Checks.
We'll go with
checks.
Cash. Yeah. Cash and checks.
We also add, you know, there's a cool feature in there as well. People don't realize that it's actually kind of our signature, is when you go through the pages, notice on the right side, the logo will go up. And that kind of helps you get closer and closer to your goal, just giving you a light gauge showing you how you're getting closer, to give you just a small motivation in there.
Closer to the magic day. Yeah, I see it. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's printed. It's pretty cool. It works very well. So there's not much about this planner that you wouldn't like. It allows you to go for 90 days. It gives you a predictable outcome as long as you follow it.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't look like it's a hell of a lot of work. It doesn't look like you got to put that much time
yeah,
for it.
Yeah, you know, the only bad feedback we got about it, because the goal planner, and I'll be upfront with it, the goal planner has you rewrite your goals every week. So I have you rewrite your goals every week, write down your weekly review of what it is that you want to do this week going forward. So some people didn't like that. It's like, what, I have to rewrite my goals? They don't understand. The more you write it, the more you live it, the more you experience it, the more it's going to come to life. It's not just having a vision and waiting for it to happen.
How did you become an expert in goals?
Well, expert, right? I mean, that's title.
You but, are. I mean, no, you are, because I agree with you. You need to see your goals. You need to write them out and really feel them and live them every week. And you're talking from an expert position. So, you know, what was it? Were you using this methodology when you were doing your wedding planning? Like, where did this originate from?
So let me give you a little bit of backstory. I mean, people don't realize, but I've been in this country for 24 years now. I moved here from Israel when I was 21. And I worked over here. I was a student, and I picked up trash for $5.25. What I did for 3 years. I picked up trash because of a student. I couldn't work in a company or, you know, paperwork legally, right? I'm an immigrant. And that's what I did. But I had a vision, and I knew that it's not going to happen forever. So I started from the bottom. I did that for 3 years. I picked up trash at night. I cleaned shopping center. Bubble gum, people that spit, you have to scrape them. That's what I did. That's what I did for 3 years until I got my first opportunity to actually work. And I was a car salesman. That's what I did. And then I started my insurance business. But I always had a vision, and I always knew that I have to take action. All I did is I reorganized my action, that I consistently do the same thing over, over, over and over again and don't give up. Because a lot of people in my position will give up and go back home to Tel Aviv and just say, I don't want to deal with this. I can do it in Israel. It's a nice country. Why am I even dealing cleaning up trash? Because I had a vision. I'm still not halfway to my vision. I still have a bigger picture together, but I'm not going to give up until.
It all depends on if you believe, you know, that you can do it, if you believe in yourself. And then finally, what are you willing to do about it? Well, and you obviously reached the point where you're – I want to go back to one thing, though.
Yeah.
The reason that you're asking people to rewrite their goals – is because repetition leads to mastery. Mm-hmm. And you can tell people that if you're writing this goal down for the second time, what it means is you probably didn't take enough action to make it happen. Or what it means is that you're working on a bigger plan and it takes you thinking about it. And when you're writing that goal down, you're thinking about it. And repetition will lead you to mastery. Mm-hmm. And let them hear that as part of the process.
Correct. You know, and I even took a step further as I, you know, I wrote down my main goal on a 3x5 sheet. I even put it on my dashboard. I put it on my desk. I look at it every day. So not just writing it every day, every week, not just repeating it, but also have it in front of me. I also created my rewards on my screensaver on my phone. So it reminds me, look, this is the reward when you hit that goal, when you turn into this. So I really want to live everywhere. And you ask me how am I expert? You know, it's just living it and researching and doing and doing and doing. And I know I made this happen. I created something from nothing, something that did not exist. And I created it. I didn't take somebody else's and I did copy paste. I created something from nothing, made it my own. Actually, with the goal planner, each collection is named after one of my kids. One is my wife's. It's personal.
That's really personal.
Like, I really care about this thing.
Elon, that's how the Jews do it.
Yeah.
My father's name was Max. My father's brother's name was Marty. So when they opened up their factory, it was called Marmac Industry.
Yeah.
I don't know because my parents were both working individuals. So I really don't know how it works. But this is the way I created it. I was like, I wanted to make sure my legacy stays no matter what.
Exactly.
That's
the Gloron agency. Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I was going to ask a question that I'm now forgetting.
Oh, no.
Oh, I know. Okay, so I see people at the grocery store, like you were talking about, like picking up the trash and in the parking lot, scraping the gum and stuff, and they always look so pissed off. How did you maintain, you have such a positive energy and positive attitude around aura. How did you maintain that while you were doing this $5 an hour job thinking I can do better than this? You know, how did you stay positive?
Because I knew it was temporary. I knew it was an opportunity that first of all I received, because it was an opportunity for me to actually work here, right? I'm taking another somebody that can work here, and I got that opportunity. So I'm going to embrace that, and I'm going to work with it. I was happy. I can't say that I was always excited. I'll say, yeah, I'm a trash pick. I'm all, right. I'm not going to say that because it's not true. But it was an opportunity that was given to me, and I was doing that while I was working. So and at night, I mean, it was just an opportunity that was given to me to work. So I really enjoyed it. I did it with happiness because I knew that it's temporary. And, you know, eventually I will make it to my vision. And as soon as I got that opportunity, it happened. So it just, you know, just looking at it from a different perspective.
You know, I have met Alon in person at one of our coaching retreats where we belong to the same group. And what I've noticed every time I met him, and also from this episode, is that he embodies positivity. So even while he was scraping gum off his seats for $5.15 an hour,
he was happy to do it.
Yes, and he always had the mindset that that situation was temporary and that it was going to take him to the next level. And, you know, we talk about this a lot, but I think it's really important to point out how important things like belief and vision are when it comes to setting goals.
Especially when you see someone who has the belief and saw the vision and then took it. I mean, this is a guy who went from nothing to a world-class photographer and then found this planner concept and took it to the max. I mean, is a guy that doesn't mess around. I mean, he went for it. And I think all of you diehards can look at this guy and say, well, I don't think I could do that. Yeah, you can.
And you can do it in 90 days.
Just because he did it doesn't necessarily mean that you can do it. But what he said is, I can do it, therefore it can be done. And you have to look at yourself and your present position right now and say, okay, where do I need to go? What do I need to do? And if you want to follow Alon more closely, what's your 90-day plan?
Yeah, and you know, he talked about how he had been thinking about this idea for years. And then when he finally went to put it in action, he was able to do it in 90 days. And so, Die Hard, my challenge to you is, what have you been thinking about for way too long, but not taking action on? And what could you achieve if you start today, not tomorrow, but literally today, what could you achieve over the next 90 days?
And I think it's a lot, and I think you could start tonight. So,
you know, when he was telling his story about how he maintained a positive attitude while scraping gum off chairs or whatever, I was thinking about in my former office, there was this one person who passed out the mail, and they were always really pissed off when they gave out the mail. Like,
really?
Oh yeah. Like, it was like, here's your mail. Yeah. Next, here's your mail. And I remember one day that my colleague who was sitting across from me stood up over our barrier wall, whatever those things are, to try and soundproof you in those cubicles. And she goes, you know, if I had to pass out the mail, I'd be the best damn mailman or mailwoman on the planet. And I would do it with a positive attitude because I'd be happy for that job. And I was like, cool.
Yeah.
You know, like, so
what didn't change the mail guy.
No, not at all.
He was way too over the edge.
What are some of the things that you may have to do that piss you off? And how can you change your perception about them so that you can feel grateful that you even have that opportunity at this time and use it as leverage to get you to the next opportunity?
For everything you're pissed off about, why don't you try to find five things you're grateful for? And then all of a sudden, what you're ever pissed off about will pretty much go away.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And it's all about reframing it in your mind. Like, I was at this conference and you guys don't know about this conference. It was a conference I went to for my work, and they were talking about selling. And the sales expert, so to speak, was not my favorite. I found her to be very manipulative and I didn't like her teachings. And I couldn't just walk out, right? That would be rude.
You could have.
I could have, but I felt like it was rude. So rather than be pissed off about having to sit through this training, I wrote down a note to myself. And cool. I said, there is a great reason why I am sitting in this training right now.
Yep.
And the reason is... And then I literally challenged myself to come up with something good. And I did.
Cool.
And so I challenge that to you.
Diehards, we want you to have the best of the best of days, weeks, and months. People say, have a nice day. I think it's bullshit. I say, have a successful day.
I like that.
And I think that you can be successful if you just make a plan and execute. It ain't that tough.
You know, if you need the guidelines, which most people do, go get Alon's book, The 90X Planner. We're going to pop the link in the show notes. And he gave you guys a discount. We're going to pop that promo code in the show notes as well.
SORD25.
SORD25. I know a lot of you have been DMing me on Instagram and sending me pictures of your 90X planner. So I love it. Keep it up and let me know how it goes.
Until then,
I'm Jen Gluckow.
I'm Jeffrey Gittimer, and I'm challenging you to get out there and sell something. Make a plan, even if your ass falls off.
Sell or diehards. If you love the show, make sure you've subscribed.
And if you've subscribed, make sure you rate us on iTunes or give us a star on Overcast.
And if you've done all of that, tell a friend about the best sales podcast on the planet. Or better yet, tell both your friends.
And if you've done all of that, well, you're a true sell or diehard. And we thank you.
This has been a presentation of the Sell or Die Network. For more podcasts that you can take out into the street and turn into money, visit sellordienetwork.com.